You can see a parasite like attached to the fish, and there are three like that. When you can see these parasites, the treatments are easy, but they have to be qualified. One of the parasites you can see with the naked eye is called anchor worm. And anchor worm is, well, its Latin name is Lernia, if you want to look it up and Google it out. Although, if you do, I think you're just going to see a whole bunch of misinformation because you'll have these people netting the fish out and pulling these anchor worms off of their fish, which I could see the utility occasionally if you had a big old anchor worm or two or three or four on a kind of a small fish. But by and large, like goldfish and koi and that sort of thing, just leave the anchor worm on. They don't really matter, and you're going to do more damage yanking the head out, which actually a lot of times you're not even going to get the head out. Anyway, if you can see the parasite, such as anchor worm, and the other one is Argulus, which looks like a little miniature tiny spaceship flying around in your water and then attaching to the fish. And if you can see those, or you might see gill maggots, which is Ergaselis. That is when you lift the gill cover, you see these what look like tiny little crabs or crayfish attached to the gill tissue. Any of those parasites you can see are made with chitin. That is their skin. They have an exoskeleton. And they have to develop this skin. Well, the nice thing about that is there is a medicine out there. There's two or three companies that manufacture what they call chitin synthesis inhibitors. And these that basically break the ability of the parasites to make their own skin or their egg cases too, which is why anchor worm, for example, when it's on the fish trying to develop its little Y-shaped egg case, when you put a chitin synthesis inhibitor in there, it breaks the reproductive cycle because they really can't even proliferate the growth of the egg cases. And then the worm dies. So do the anchor, the argillus, because they can't molt and reproduce and become as large as they want to. Their next molt is a fatal event. And Ergaselis, the gill maggot, is exactly the same way. Warmer water gets the chitin synthesis inhibitors to move a little bit faster because the parasites are moving through their molting phase a little bit faster. After you apply the chitin synthesis inhibitor, you're not going to see any new worms coming up because they can't make their own bodies really at that rate. And so all you're doing is waiting for the anchor worms that are lodged under the skin to simply die, which they're going to do pretty quickly. And chitin synthesis inhibitors occur. There is a CyroPro, which is one of them, and then the Ecological Laboratories makes one. It's their anchor worm treatment. These will all be linked off of the pages at the site. And then there's a third one made by Aquascape, I believe, if it's still in production. The government kind of gets in the way of the sale of chitin synthesis inhibitors because if you dumped a great big bottle of it into a small pond, you might break the life cycle of crayfish, which also have chitin for a body. So be careful with your discharge water because it's going to break the life cycle of certain insects and crustaceans in the environment. But in your fish tank, that's what you want. And so if you can see the parasite with your naked eye, you're going to want to use a chitin synthesis inhibitor. And those are things like CyroPro and the MicroBlift anchors anchor worm treatment.